This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed. Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number three. Does it need the computer dings you keep hearing are because I'm on a computer that is sending everything there and it's connected to the interwebs. And if I silence it, then I silence me. So it's either me and the dings or it's nothing. And then my producer's not going to like me much. Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Antifa. I love them. They are the realization I've often said, why don't you guys just make your move? And now they are. So they're in the limelight now, and while there may be a debate as to which group is worse, I think they're both, you know, I don't know how many actual white supremacists there are. I know how many chapters of Antifa there are. Antifa has all kinds of affiliates all over the place. They've got other affiliates like the John Brown Gun Club and the Redneck Revolt and all these other things that feed into them. Now, the premise behind Charlottesville for the quote-unquote white supremacists was to protest the removal of the Robert E. Lee statue, which, of course, they never ever did. They never protested that. They were too busy going, getting out there about Jews and black people and all this other stuff. So, no, it wasn't about Robert E. Lee. It wasn't about a statue. It was just an excuse to show up somewhere. And they did. And that descended into a rumble. Because Antifa was there. And that's the common denominator. Wherever you see trouble is Antifa. Then here recently in Berkeley, they started to beat up Trump supporters and journalists who were there for the Patriot Prayer Rally, which wasn't a white supremacist gathering. The rally was canceled, but that didn't stop Antifa from just beating up people outright because they disagreed with them. Some on social media have argued that Antifa are committing acts of domestic terrorism. And now we know that the Department of Homeland Security and the FBI were warning local law enforcement since early 2016, with the former classifying the violence as acts of domestic terrorism. New Jersey's Department of Homeland Security has also done this as well. So... And back to Politico we go. Since well before the August 12th rally, they turned deadly. DHS has been issuing warnings about the growing likelihood of lethal violence from the left-wing anarchists and right-wing white supremacists and nationalist groups. Previously, unreported documents disclosed that by April 2016, authorities believed that anarchist extremists were the primary instigators of violence at public rallies against a range of targets. They were blamed by authorities for attacks on the police, government, and political systems, along with symbols of the capitalist system, racism, social injustice, and fascism, according to a confidential 2016 joint intelligence assessment by DHS and the FBI. After Trump's election in November, they locked in onto another target. His supporters, especially those from white supremacists and national groups, suddenly turning out in droves to hail his victory, support crackdowns on immigrants and Muslims, and a protest efforts to remove symbols of the Confederacy. That, by the way, all of this stuff that Politico is throwing in there is to say there's another side to this, which is Antifa is the bad boys. White nationalists are, they're bad. They're both bad. There's no one group that is worse than the other. When they get to a certain point, they're both equally bad. Some of the DHS and FBI intelligence reports began flagging the protesters before the election, and one from last September, portions of which were read to Politico. DHS studied recent violent clashes at lawfully organized white supremacist events, including a June 2016 riot at the California Capitol in Sacramento, organized by the Traditionalist Workers Party and its affiliate, the Golden State Skinheads. I'm sure dozens showed up to that, too. In their April 2016 assessment, they said the anarchist groups will likely become more lethal if fascist, nationalist, racist, or anti-immigrant parties obtain greater prominence or local political power in the United States, leading to anti-racist, violent backlash from the anarchist extremists. They also said they would become more aggressive if they seek to retaliate violently to a violent act by a white supremacist, extremist, or group. Which, has anybody mentioned one of those yet? I mean, how many times, Berkeley's burned how many times? We had the Naughty Bit hat thing, which was basically Antifa. We had the Women's March, which was basically Antifa. We had the riots that accompanied the inauguration, which was basically Antifa. How many of those Antifa things, we've had just dozens of those. How many of the skinhead things have happened? Because I know you, fake stream media, if you were the ones covering this stuff, you would have been pointed out. You're trying to point it out now by mentioning it now. Because now you can't ignore Antifa anymore, can you? Several state law enforcement officials said that all of those accelerating factors have come to pass. All except for the white supremacist thing. And the recent FBI and DHS reports confirm they are actively monitoring conduct deemed potentially suspicious and indicative of terrorist activity by Antifa groups. One of the internal assessments acknowledged several significant intelligence gaps, including an inability to penetrate the group's diffuse and decentralized organizational structure, which made it difficult for them to identify violent groups and individuals. They also lack information to identify the travel patterns linking U.S. and foreign anarchist extremists. I don't say all that stuff about the white nationalist groups because I think they're any better. They're both despicable. They're both violent thugs. They both hold illiberal views of how this country should be. And at the same time, they're more than welcome to make their insane views known. Where it crosses the line is when Antifa and the alt-right decide to recreate that final battle scene from Gangs of New York. Politico couldn't help but add a swipe at Trump, quoting law enforcement officials who said, "Law enforcement authorities made clear that Trump's inflammatory rhetoric and policies, first as a candidate and then as president, helped to create a situation that has escalated so quickly and extensively, they do not have a handle on it." Yeah, it's Trump's fault that people are punching each other because of deep political disagreements. The far white, right, white supremacist wing of America is insanely small. It is not an existential threat to democracy, nor is Trump an actual fascist. All of that is an accusation hurled by the left, much like racism, that has lost all meaning. And it goes to show you that just because Antifa is fighting Nazis, that doesn't make them the good guys. They're just as terrible as the people they oppose. Joseph Stalin fought the Nazis. He killed more Nazis than real Nazis, too. These people are... The right is not a member of the National Socialist Party. Bernie Sanders is. Right now, everybody's going, "Bill, that's a bridge too far." Calling Bernie Sanders, are you calling Bernie, you know he's Jewish, Bill. You know you can't say that he's a Nazi. Nazis, being a Nazi is a political, a Nazism, the National Socialist Party is a political party. It's not something ethnic. Now the way Hitler practiced it, yes it was. But that's not necessarily the way it has to be. I know that's a bridge too far. That's why I enjoy doing it so. Hey, you know what? When we get back recently in Berkeley, okay, in Berkeley, some of the people that were getting out there to watch the fighting that was going on were journalists, and they got sucked into it too. I'm sorry. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast. The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Live tonight. Gosh, that's horrible. This is Lock and Load. In my ever-continuing series on helping you out if you're trying to become a broadcaster, if you have one of these scissor arms that, you know, extend your microphone and everything, spend the money and get a good one. You hear all that creaking? I should be able to grab this and just bring it to my face, and it should just make no sound whatsoever. But no, no, I tried to save some money. I guess I'll have to spend some later. Recently, President Trump was in Phoenix, and a lot of the journalists were worried that he incited violence against them while he was there. The New York Times published an article reporting that Trump's claim that reporters or sick people shook the media. The article noted several journalists who claimed the president was going to get them murdered due to his comments. And the very apparent concern among journalists led Times columnist Nicholas Kristof to author a sanctimonious piece declaring, "We're journalists, Mr. Trump, not the enemy." And that's Mr. President to you, Nicholas. With all the worry over Trump supporters coming to kill them. That just cracks me up. Do you understand that if you really believe that way, you wouldn't be around right now to write? That's beside the point. It may come as a surprise to the press that some of their colleagues were beaten and harassed over the weekend by the president's most violent opponents. At two different demonstrations in the California Bay Area, Antifa made sure that anyone who recorded their activities and looked like Nazis would face some serious consequences. On Saturday, a man simply recording a demonstration by leftists against a canceled pro-Trump rally resulted in protesters surrounding him and forcibly taking his phone from him. He had to plead he was just a reporter and that he was definitely not a Nazi in order to persuade organizers to try to retrieve his phone. Worse things happened for a photographer at the Antifa rally in Berkeley the following day as black-clad anarchists swarmed the city to attack anyone they thought might be a Trump supporter. They set their sights on a cameraman for the offense of taking their picture. They chased him down and beat him bloody with clubs. Police eventually came to his aid and had to help him stand up and walk after the thrashing. Those two incidents had one common feature. They both arose over the fact that the target of the abuse was recording Antifa. That alone justified violence against both reporters. That has unfortunately become a common affair at Antifa demonstrations during the chaos in Charlottesville. Antifa assaulted Taylor Lorenz, a reporter for The Hill, following the infamous car plowing that left one woman dead. She filmed the terrible tragedy in her role as a journalist, and that earned her an assault from a left-wing protester who knocked her phone out of her hands and then punched her in the face. The next day in Richmond, Virginia, a cameraman from a local news affiliate was beaten for the offense of filming an Antifa rally held in response to the violence in Charlottesville. He had to receive several staples to his head as a result of the beating. These self-declared anti-fascists are openly in favor of violence and maintain a deliberately broad definition of who they think qualifies as a Nazi. So it shouldn't come as a surprise that they would attack journalists that they'd confuse for being white supremacists. In the case of the photographer attacked in Richmond, they defended their actions by claiming their victim charged at them with a camera and was white. I do that all the time. I've got a very nice camera. I've got a Panasonic GH5. That thing will do crazy stuff. And every time I go out, I threaten people with it. I'm going to bop you with my camera. Yeah, it costs a lot of money, but I'm going to hit you with it. There was a post published by the local Antifa group that said, due to the intensity and context of this time, people are very scared of white men running full speed at them with iPhones. As this is the exact behavior of a white supremacist trying to out-identify people of color and anti-fascists in order to invoke fear. I've got an idea for this. They also claimed that the man was drunk and essentially picked a fight. They also absurdly claimed his actions were akin to perpetuating rape culture, in addition to purposely inciting anger. That response shows they don't care if they attack innocent journalists and will deploy leftist gobbledygook to defend the beatings. And nowhere in that group's response was there support for a journalist's ability. Uh-oh. I don't know what. Do you still see me on the Comrex? Okay. I don't know what just happened, but I just had something pop up. Anyway. CNN infamously said that they have tried to achieve peace through violence, which sounds like it came out of 1984. And they later scrubbed the mention of violence in the headline when it offended the anarchists. And they're not stupid in Antifa. And they've done a good job of downplaying their violence and who they target as part of their strategy of appealing to mainstream leftists. For instance, in a NBC News puff piece, Dartmouth professor Mark Bray, who wrote a book championing being the champion of the cause of anti-fascism, dismissed any concerns about slippery slopes. His argument for disproving them is, I don't know of any Democratic Party events that have been no-platformed by anti-fascists. Well, no, they haven't, because they're all after, conservatives. For all the glowing press and the lack of attention given towards their attacks on journalists, the positive feeling for the movement may be dissipating among the establishment in the left. Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi finally condemned them, and if they continue to assault reporters just doing their job, there'll be more denunciations, or there'll be this. Here's my idea. Let me know if anybody wants to do it, because I want to do it. I say let's get a bunch of pipe hitters together. Let's get a bunch of pipe hitters together, and let's go to an Antifa event. And, let's film them. And when they come rushing up, let's have these guys come up, weapons in hand, plate carriers in place, wearing ballistic sunglasses and just all the stuff there. And let's see how bad they want to keep from being identified. Because we won't run at them. We'll just simply film them. I'll do the filming, but I'll be wearing my plate carrier. I've got some very nice stuff that I could wear to this. I'd be dressed the part. I'd be a sharp dressed man. I'd be wearing my AR-500 armor Tetsudo plate carrier with my very lightweight level 3 plates, my DTWS arms weapon, and one of my choice sidearms. And then when they come running up and everything, I can just say, sorry, Antifa, I'm just here filming you. No need to get riled up. But if you do, we'll just give you more than you brought. Let's see if they'll keep coming. But it's time for the press to stop wailing anytime Trump criticizes them and focus instead on the people who will murder them simply because they're holding an iPhone. I think that's good advice. When we get back, the Hamptons has a counterterrorism force. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared, to thank my boss for all the thoughts and all the wisdom.
Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design, this is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer can only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today, because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. The Hamptons. I've never been to the Hamptons. I hear it's a playground for the rich and the famous, and it's also a place now where a counterterrorism force is holding a very noticeable automatic weapon display stands among concert and event goers there. They first appeared in April during the Bridgehampton Half Marathon. The onlookers watched as cops wearing bulletproof vests and carrying fully loaded AR-15s moved about near the race's finish line. Their presence has only increased since then. For example, Susan Lehman, formerly of the New York Times, drove into the Hamptons recently and said it was impossible not to notice two figures with the word police emblazoned in white on their spruce black costumes, and a very noticeable automatic weapon in their hands. She referenced a concert and observed that as the musicians played, two armed guards milled around in the open space in front of the tent where the concert was being held. Southampton Police Chief Stephen Skiernecki made clear that there has not been so much as a hint of a threat, but he also stressed the need for vigilance. He said many of the people at Southampton events are symbols of American affluence and success in capitalism. At the same time, there is an abundance of freedom of expression and morals and dress. The attendees' beliefs might be contrary to the known ideology of terrorist groups. And he also suggested danger could be posed by the ultra-right. Bloomberg reports the counterterrorism force is 15 persons strong and suggests the agents are really there because Skiernecki has caught militarization fever. They point to security expert Bruce Shiner, who rejects the need for such a force, yet the force has worked. Several dozen high-end Hamptons galas and events, including a big benefit for the Ovarian Cancer Research Fund, a fundraiser for the James Beard Foundation, the annual Hope in the Hamptons event put on by a St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, and even a family fair that took place at the Children's Museum of the East End. Schneier observes, if you do the math, the odds of a terrorist attack at one of these events is infinitesimal. You would do more good screening for drunk drivers, but that isn't sexy. And of course, we got to throw in the dig at the ultra-right. Well, if you show up with iPhones, I guess you might want to do some other stuff. The Antifa might show up and kill all of you. Especially if you run at them. Now, at the Blaze, Glenn Beck's company, they are enforcing a 20% layoff on their staff. And that is a major sign of distress. All the more curious because the election of Trump pretty well showed how significant the potential reader base out there might be. Because most conservative websites are either doing well or holding their own in the current tough media environment. Breitbart doesn't seem to have any trouble hiring new people. They just rehired Steve Bannon and maybe Sebastian Gorka. And they've been expanding their overseas operations. The Wall Street Journal editorial page has been hiring, and the Daily Caller seems to be picking up new talent. So what did Beck in? I can only talk to this as in my position as a consumer of media like you. And if you want to ask me, it was Beck himself. He just couldn't keep a steady editorial line. He would puff up and pontificate, taking himself from the Tea Party stalwart to the guy who was always complaining about conservatives, the very thing that did Jeb Bush in. Not to mention he cries a lot. And style points aside, his big problem is that he exists in the era of Trump, and he doesn't like Trump. And it wasn't because he was a swamper, which would have a certain logic. It's because he invented himself some sort of biblical apocalyptic vision and cooked up a rationalization that from it that Trump is a bad guy. Or something. I don't know. According to The Atlantic, he didn't just oppose Trump, he compared him to Hitler. He warned that Trump was a possible extinction-level event for American democracy and capitalism. In an attempt to defeat Trump, he campaigned during the primaries for Ted Cruz. Then when Cruz endorsed Trump, Beck apologized for having supported him. Excuse us, Glenn, us voters. He wasn't interested in going where his readers were. He wanted to be the prophet. Is he going to become a martyr now? Rejected by his people that follow him? And yet somehow correct all along? Does he really think that Trump is secretly building concentration camps? I don't, you know, my speculation is part, I don't even know why anybody cares about this. In this world today, in media, if you can do something that will hold an audience in place, even marginally, you can do well. You can at least stay alive. But why should anybody bother with this? Because I think Beck's hatred of Trump is what did him in. All of these never-Trumpers. I mean, it's the same thing as the left. That it was all about, can't be Trump. I called the National Review Online and I said, you guys, isn't there something else to write about besides you don't like Trump? If you couldn't see why Americans would support Trump, why should anyone go to his website? Why wouldn't that be a waste of time given the competition that's out there today for you to try to draw you in? Rule number one, for running any sort of any publication, which that's a radio show, a website, video, anything that you're public, you know, you're publishing, anything that you're putting out there, is you never insult your audience. And somehow Beck thought that was the opposite. That happens. That does happen more often than I would like to see. And that's because in media, when the personality that's out there bringing you whatever it is that they find to be their topic, when it becomes more about them than the topic, and when they think they know more than everybody. You know, if we're out there and somebody's being successful and we say, well, that's not the right way, unless you can articulate why it's the right way and not do something, not say something completely ridiculous doing it. Well, because Trump is a space alien from the planet, I don't know, Nibiru, the one that's going to come in, that's the ghost phantom planet that nobody believes in. Nibiru, that's what it's called. And he's going to make sure that it crashes here next week if he's elected president. That's why you shouldn't support him. And that's why you should listen to me. Because I am Glenn Beck. I have the hair, and I have the chins to prove it. Glenn Beck. And if you don't listen to what I'm telling you, then you're idiots. That's not going to be the way to go, Glenn. That's just not going to be the way to go. So, hey, I don't know what, like I said, I don't really know why I care. Getting out, the other thing he did was he got out there, and I mean, the dude had like 150 employees. He's a website. Okay, now, with some websites, that works phenomenally. Okay? But you better know what you're doing, and you better not insult your audience. That's the killer. That just, I mean, you're hanging yourself doing that. He's been swinging from the rafters for a while, and just nobody's been noticing it. So, okay. Natural selection works again. We'll be right back. We're going to be talking about some lawsuits that everybody should get in on. This is Lock and Load.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Last time on the firing line, this is Lock and Load. All that violence about coming out of Charlottesville, all of that pre-warned violence, all of that violence that they could have done something about, all that violence that resulted when they herded them into each other. And the way they exploited the violence for political gain. That began to give rise to this idea that this could have all been political theater. They have an official local investigation that's shaping up as a whitewash because the man chosen as the independent investigator is a Democrat who reportedly donated to the Charlottesville mayor's election. So that's why a civil suit may be necessary to get to the bottom of matters. And believe it or not, civil litigators have certain advantages over prosecutors in government investigations in that constitutional protections against government abuses less directly apply in litigation. They don't get the same kind of guarantees is what this boils down to. In depositions, testimony can be compelled and its relevance later determined prior to being shown to a jury. And this, we get this report from the Richmond Times-Dispatch. A Verona-based law group is planning to file a lawsuit against Charlottesville, its police chief, and the Virginia State Police for not protecting citizens in the August 12th white nationalist rally. Officials from Nexus Caritas attorneys say they will sue city and state officials for standing down and not intervening in the violence during which their client, Robert Sanchez Turner, was injured. They did not specify in which court the lawsuit would be filed. State and federal laws allow civil cases to be filed in either local courts or U.S. District Court. They will officially announce the lawsuit at an 11 a.m. news conference today at Emancipation Park, the site of the rally. Mr. Turner was assaulted while police officers watched, but failed to act to keep him safe or arrest those responsible for the attacks. Jen Little, public relations director for the organization, wrote in an email. As reported by Mr. Turner, and confirmed by footage from dozens of media cameras and hundreds of handheld cameras and phones, police stood down. The stand-down enabled neo-Nazis to inflict a modern-day race war in the streets of Charlottesville. Okay, well, that's the wrong characterization, but that's okay. My understanding is that it can be very difficult to enforce a responsibility to protect obligation on law enforcement, but if this lawsuit is allowed to proceed to the deposition stage, we may end up learning a lot of the facts about the preparations and orders given now that we know that local authorities were fully warned about the potential for violence. Then there's another planned lawsuit. This one apparently from the left, as the law firm specializes in immigration. Andrea Noble writes in the Washington Times, a man who was assaulted during a white supremacist rally is suing the city and state police, alleging the officers were ordered to stand down and failed to act even as they witnessed the attack. I hope they bankrupt those guys. Especially you, McAuliffe. Right now, Hurricane Harvey, the effect of Hurricane Harvey is still being felt, and it will be felt for years. And in some cases of certain people, it will be felt by the rest of their lives. It claimed at least 38 people, and has driven an estimated 32,000 people into shelters. Six members of the Saldivar family, aged 6 to 84, drowned together when they could not escape their van. 3-year-old girl was rescued while clinging to her dead mother's body. The mother turned herself into a life raft and sacrificed her own life to save her daughter. A police officer drowned in the line of duty trying to help others. And across the psycho-fanatical left wing, people are rejoicing that death and destruction occurred in Texas. University of Tampa professor Ken Story likened Hurricane Harvey to karmic retribution against people who support the GOP. Cartoonist Matt Worker, Politico, didn't wait for all the corpses to float to the surface before he grabbed the chance to mock Christianity and depict flood victims as racist ingrates. The infamous Charlie Hebdo drew Texans giving the Nazi salute as they drowned. There's a lot of sick statements coming out from the left celebrating the fact that this disaster struck Texas. Nor will Twitter or Facebook censor their depraved death lust because it comes from the left. Psychosis is a mental state in which the individual cannot recognize reality, clings to a false, irrational belief regardless of any strong contradictory evidence. Among the kinds of psychosis, there is fanaticism, which generates a delusional system wherein people are viewed as having become possessed by evil spirits. This psychosis is different from a genocidal viewpoint. It is a delusional system that the minds of certain people are demon-possessed, and therefore it is best that they die. Now, much of the left wing is insane to the degree that its members react to anyone supporting the president being conservative or even voting Republican is not valid, not respectable, but akin to demon possession. And notwithstanding that Houston is a predominantly Democratic city with a Democrat mayor, the psychotic fanaticism that celebrates the hurricane associates all of Texas as possessed by the spirit of Nazis and racists and the KKK. And this is so far removed from the objective reality that it must be viewed not merely as a bias or prejudice, but as psychosis, sort of paralleling the forces behind the atrocities of fanatic superstition like witch burning. That development of this imbalance was inevitable. It is commonplace to hear a lot of prominent political and media voices make some nonsensical or ludicrous statement about people with conservative viewpoints. And the current administration is branded white supremacist. The president's called a bitter racist who supports the KKK, and conservatives are sympathetic to Nazism. Now, like I pointed out earlier, Apple, J.P. Morgan Chase, George Clooney, they directed millions of dollars to the Southern Poverty Law Center, whose stock and trade in primary cash cow is to call Christianity hate. when the most powerful voices tell these lies over and over, the falsehoods congeal into some sort of unthinking, fanatical jello. And it takes root in the weak-minded. Then they look for supposed carriers of evil spirits, in this case Texans, and they rejoice when death and destruction come to them. And that's about all I can say about the left. I mean, if you get out there, you know, inevitably, I know that 2.5 million people a year die in the United States prematurely. And by that I mean of something not akin to whatever their age is. Which means that, like, heart disease, it kills people in their 50s, their 40s, their 30s. That is premature. Now, if I live to be 85 and then I have, you know, congestive heart failure, well, that's because I'm 85. It's not because of something premature. And when I look at these premature deaths, I sit back and I think of each and every one of them as very much a shame. You know, a life cut short. And I can't help but wonder what some of these people would have been. And that's the way I regard this. And a lot of these people don't think the way I think. A lot of these people wouldn't like me. And that still doesn't change my mind. And when I look at the left getting out there and just having a good old-fashioned hootenanny because a bunch of people drowned, and they attribute that and enjoy that because they say that they supported Trump and the GOP, you guys got an issue. And that's why I'm perfectly willing to go and film you. All plated up and ready to go with some of my folks, some of my people ready to go with me. And when you come and start swarming at us, we'll stop you. Because you're sick. You've gone beyond a point, I think, where I have to think about you and worry about your redemption. Now, I don't know how I'm going to hold it all together, but back again on Monday. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there. Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.